Aaron, welcome to the Ask the Builder Show. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Aaron, doing great today. How can I help you, pal?
Well, I have a few problems. Mainly, I'm concerned about a condensation problem, dampness in the house.
Okay.
My home's about 14 years old, and primarily ever since it was built, you know, you get the sweating around the perimeter of the windows. I was told by the contractor, since it was actually a true plastered house, it takes 7 years to dry out, but... Unfortunately, 7 years have come and gone.
That sounds like something out of the Bible. I mean, what wasn't it like the plague? And I mean, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, well.
God.
I don't know if it was him that told me that or somebody along the line.
Oh, my
God. That was a long time ago. You know, up in the attic, you tend to build up, you know, we have the attic floor build up where we have 2x6s ran perpendicular to the actual ceiling. You know, where there's 6 more inches of insulation.
Yes.
So there is, you know, there's about a, I'm going to guess, an inch and a half air gap on the underside of the floor. And there are gaps in the plywood there, so, you know, it allows some air in there. Now, like I said, they run perpendicular to the original ceiling members, not parallel with them.
Well, that's fine. So are you having any, do you get up in your attic in the wintertime at all?
Get what?
Have you been up into your attic?
Oh, yeah.
Are you having problems with frost?
Yeah, once in a while you get frost on the underside of the actual ceiling,
okay.
The attic, the underside of the roof, but you also get a moisture buildup underneath that wood.
Okay, well, let me ask a couple of questions. Does the house have a crawl space?
No, it's a full basement.
Full basement, mm-hmm. But it's 14 years old. Were you the original owner?
Yes.
Do you remember when they poured the basement floor, mm-hmm. did they put a vapor retarder underneath the slab?
I don't believe. No, I'm going to say no.
Okay, that's a problem. So we need to. There are some liquid products that you can apply to that concrete slab.
Well, on the top side, it was sealed.
Well, that's different. I mean,
okay.
Well, it could have been a curing compound.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay, that's different. That's not what I'm talking about. You need to install a liquid vapor retarder in that slab that basically blocks as much of the water vapor coming out as possible.
Okay.
Now let me ask a couple other questions. Do you have a lot of house plants? Do you?
No.
Do you have any aquariums?
No.
I'm trying to figure out. Do you have a humidifier that's just cranked up all the way? Something is pumping a lot of humidity into the air in your house.
No, we don't have any of that.
Okay.
Matter of fact, we typically run a dehumidifier all the time.
Yes, there's some source of, you know, sometimes people like my mother, years ago when I was growing up, even though we had a clothes dryer, she preferred to hang her clothes up in the basement to let them dry.
Oh, yeah, we have that.
is that what you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there we go. I'm trying to figure out why we've got so much water vapor in this house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you need to start limiting that. You need to cut that back.
Okay.
I mean, in other words, I would not hang clothes up to dry. You're liberate. You're just pumping vast amounts of water vapor into your house, and that's not a good idea.
Okay,
so either start using a clothes dryer, hang the clothes outside and let them freeze. I don't know. Exactly. So that you've got to stop that. I mean, and if or otherwise, you're going to have you could have serious problems down the road for any number of reasons. So once you do that, you're going to see all these problems go away. You're going to see your condensation go away. You're going to see that frost go away in the attic.
Really?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Guarantee you. You are spiking the relative humidity inside your house like you can't believe.
Just by hanging clothes
up. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. You do have a clothes dryer, right?
Right.
Where do you live at?
Pennsylvania, Northwest Pennsylvania.
Okay, we still got some time where it's going to be cold. I want you to immediately stop hanging the clothes up.
Okay.
And then for the next week or two, tell me if the condensation doesn't go away.
Okay.
Now, granted, it's a function of the outdoor temperature. If we start to get a warming spell, you're not going to see it.
Okay.
You know, but if the temperatures stay pretty much the way they are now and all of a sudden there's no condensation, you're already going to know, well, gosh, I solved the problem.
Now, ironically, yesterday my wife did do quite a bit of laundry and the lines were pretty much full. We kept the fan running in the bathroom and the kitchen, you know, above the stove.
Sure, that'll help a lot.
Well, last night, there was hardly any water on the window.
That's right. That's exactly right.
The thing of it is, you know, like we were looking at one of these units that keeps air circulating through your house, you put in your cellar, and, you know, we didn't know if that was an answer.
You mean like a heat recovery ventilator? No, you don't need all that. You just need to use the clothes dryer.
Really?
Yeah, just use your clothes dryer. I mean, here's what's going to happen long term. You're going to cause far more damage to your house than the 25 cents or 30 cents. Do you have natural gas?
No, it's electric dryer.
Electric. I mean, maybe it's cost you 50 or 60 cents a load to dry your clothes.
Well, yeah, that's not the issue. It's more of a, hey, my pants are too tight thing.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you're gonna cause much more damage to your house with this condensation than you would ever spend drying the clothes in that electric dryer.
Okay.
All right?
Right.
Try that, and if I already know it's going to go away.
Okay.
All right, pal.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling Ask the Builder. Call me anytime.
Okay, thanks.
Great to have you on the show.